as long as I da 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 da. Oh yeah. And as long as I got my shirt and tie.
Do the hustle. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by incompetent coworkers. When you get really pissed off and just feel like, you're doing everyone else's jobs, turn and thank your incompetent coworkers. You can find out more about them at incompetentcoworkers.com, and don't forget to use the special checkout code DI Plus for a healthy, healthy discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the incompetent coworker free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam J. Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. I take it you're frustrated by incompetent coworkers.
This is going to be a thing, isn't it? And without it trying, I'm not trying to make it a thing because, you know, everyone thinks that, what they do is the greatest thing in the world. And everyone thinks that, my job is so complicated and, blah, 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 blah. And when you get right down to it, it's just a fucking job, right? I mean, that's all it is. But in the realm of programming, you really can't tell whether someone's a good programmer or not until they sit down and write some code for you. Much in the same way that if you were interviewing a chef, they can tell you that they, have all these credentials, and they can tell you that, that they know how to make a lobster bisque and did a foie foie fougue, whatever. Doesn't matter until you taste the soup. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why they have shows now like Anne Burrell's Chef Wanted.
Correct.
I don't know if you've watched that.
I have not, but I'm thinking maybe I should start my own reality show.
Developers Wanted.
Because this new developer who started with us, he had like this, the resume had all the right words. He was walking he was talking the talk, but as it turns out now, 2 weeks in, the man cannot walk the walk. So he asked me a question today without getting too technical, but for the rest of the layman out there, he asked me a question today that was analogous to saying, is there any way that we could make nickels into five smaller pieces? It's just kind of like going, they're called pennies. Where the fuck have you lived in your life?
Well,
it's just,
I kind of got a hint from what you said a couple of weeks ago when you said the new guy that we just hired was not able to complete this first project that I gave him. And so I'm having to stay up late doing it for him. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that doesn't bode well.
It does not. And then I gave him a much simpler project, something that anyone should have been able to do. And hopefully he will be leaving us on Monday.
Wow. So you've made a recommendation to...
I've basically said he is slowing me down more than he is helping me because I'm spending all my time and energy explaining basics to him. So I really would just rather him not be there.
Well, good luck with that.
My boss said, because I said, look, the dude's in way over his head. And yet my boss actually came back and said, my suggestion would be that we let him go and we'll hire a contractor.
Here at the Wally World, what we would do is we would call those opportunities that he has for improvement. So you don't get told, you're doing this poorly you suck or anything like that.
Right.
You get called into the office and they say, so we have a few opportunities that we think we need to address.
Right. And it is an opportunity for him to walk out the door. In fairness to your company in Wally World, in order to get a job as a programmer in any large company, you would have to do whiteboard coding, right? In other words, you would do several technical interviews and then basically be given coding problems that you have to stand in front of people and do on a board. And smaller companies just can't, we don't have the time and the resources to do those things. So it's kind of like, he was on a probation period anyway. It's just, shook it up. Anyway, here we are once again, 5 minutes into this show, and have nary mentioned the fact that we are streaming live on Pride48.com as we do every Thursday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern time. A little bit late tonight.
I would like to add,
yes,
roughly 10 p.m. Eastern time, because Daniel had to eat.
I had to, well, Robert came back in tonight, so I had to go out and eat with him. Anyway, and because I don't know if you know this or not, it's exactly 7 days until my birthday, and he'll be out of town.
Oh,
on my actual birthday.
So it was your birthday extravaganza?
No, it was not my birthday extravaganza. It was just, we went out to dinner. We had to go actually buy a, you know, Stephen moved in and we're having to move stuff around here, so we actually had to go buy a hub so that we could wire both machines in here. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's not important. My point is, each and every Thursday night, we are here on Pride 48, and we are joined in the chat room by such great, wonderful people as, well, I was going to say that Peter G, but he just went idle, as the great as C5, Mr. Mike 1972, Kingsley, and Toppy Smelly.
And I won't ask who any of those people are, even if I don't know, because I am not allowed.
Right. Mr. Mike just finished dinner, too. I had a 12-ounce ribeye cooked medium rare with some broccoli. That was what I had. What did you have, Mr. Mike? What did you have, Adam?
As we wait 7th. So this is just a side story, but I have a lot of fast food. It's kind of a downfall of mine because, well, for one thing, I'm tired when I get home and I don't like to cook. And I don't want to eat at a restaurant every night. And so, but the one fast food place that, as we all know, that I love does not exist here where I live.
That would be Whataburger. By the way, I'm trying to intermittently mute myself because Robert is on a cleaning rampage here, and I'm trying very hard to cut down on the background noise.
If anyone's listening to the recording, if you hear, you know, a vacuum cleaner in the background, you know, or something like that,
Let him fool you, ladies and gentlemen. He actually has that damn Real Touch out there. If you hear something that sounds like a vacuum cleaner,
exactly,
it is Adam using his Real Touch.
Well, you know, I have speaking of that, you know, good segue there. I didn't know whether I was going to talk about this.
You're not going to talk about this right now because the people in the chat room, Toppy Smelly, had a frozen dinner.
Oh.
And Mr. Mike, who I asked what he had for dinner, he had some steamed vegetables in a cheese sauce.
Well, that sounds just lovely.
You know what? And this reminds me, Adam, not to, you know, derail you from your story too much. I don't want you to talk about the Real Touch. Were you done talking about the fast food, the Whataburger that you don't have?
Well, I was just going to say that Mark makes me decide every freaking night what we're going to eat. And I could not decide. So my default is Wendy's, which I don't even like anymore because I've had it so much.
Really? You don't like the Baconator?
He gets the Baconator every time, but I'm not a big fan of bacon on a burger. Oh, so I'm just get a double cheeseburger or I get a chicken sandwich. But I'm just bored of food. That's why I'm just bored of food.
Bored of food. You know what you need to do,
but
sir?
I'm hungry all the time.
You know what you need to do is you need to go to Moe's and get some of that hot sauce and then just put it on everything you eat. Breathe
Moe's.
New life into it there. Just annoy the crinkling sound over there. Speaking of diets and food and whatnot, Joey L. Buhonker, our manager, sent me an email this morning to myself and to Big Fatty asking him to, you know, he wants to try the 3 weeks of no carbs or 2 weeks of no carbs. And he's like, what do you eat?
Cheese. Yeah.
You eat anything that doesn't have carbs, basically.
Lettuce.
Right. Eat vegetables. Eat vegetables, meat. Let's see. Any kind of fat, like avocados or anything, basically, except for wheat and corn.
And so sugar.
And sugar, right.
No sugar.
And potatoes, kind of lay off the potatoes.
No
any
corn.
Starchy things like no corn or potatoes, no flour, and no sugar. And really, other than that, you're good. And if you are lactose intolerant, then avoid dairy. If you're not lactose intolerant, then you don't need to avoid dairy. You can have heavy cream and butter and any fucking else thing you want. Really, it really is that simple. Just cut the, try it. Just cut the bread out. If it doesn't help you, if you don't lose weight when that happens, then you do not have a problem processing gluten. If you do immediately lose like 10 pounds just by cutting bread out of your diet, then it should be a little light bulb in your head. Like, oh, perhaps my body has a problem processing gluten.
And if you really want to torture yourself,
yes,
go on the Palm Beach diet, which is both low carb and low calorie, and try to figure out what you can eat on that.
No thanks.
Because I've never been on it, but I just know that it's low carb and low calorie.
No thanks. Cheese is dairy. So yeah, I don't have a problem with dairy. I eat all kinds of cheese, Toppy Smelly. You know what? My favorite thing to eat, Toppy Smelly, I'm going to go into an Adam Burns cookie story here. But you know what? Fuck it. It's my birthday month. I can do this. My favorite thing to eat lately is to take six of them. Are you writing this down? Take six eggs. I don't see you writing down, Adam.
I thought you were going to be telling a long story. I muted myself.
I'm telling you a lovely a recipe here. I want you to take six.
I don't have a pencil, but I can type it.
The chat room has written it down. Six eggs, and you know, I want you to take a cup and a half of heavy cream. Now, wow. None of this bullshit half and half stuff. None of this bullshit.
A cup
milk
and a
stuff.
Half. Do you know how many calories is in that?
A cup and a half of heavy cream. If you don't see heavy cream in your grocery store, that's because it's probably listed under its other name, which is whipping cream. So you want to find a heavy whipping cream or heavy cream. So you want to take a cup and a half of heavy cream and a cup and a half of Swiss cheese. Oh, you got it? So you got six eggs, cup and a half of heavy cream, and a cup and a half of Swiss cheese. Now, what you're going to do now is you're going to add a little bit of salt and pepper to the eggs, and you're going to pour in the cup and a half of the heavy cream, and you're going to take out your mixer, and you're going to whip that puppy up. Just get it nice and frothy. It doesn't have to you're not going for like a meringue where you're, you know, like stiffening the whites or whatever. You just want to make sure it's got lots of fluffiness in it. Then what you do is you take a 9-inch pan, like a 9-inch, I use a glass pan, right, which I spray with Pam or whatever. But you take a 9-inch circular pan. What we're making here, ladies and gentlemen, is a quiche. But you want to take the pan, right, the 9-inch pan, and
you want
to put
some in a Julia Child's accent.
You want to put something delicious inside there. I tend to like Italian sausage and spinach. So I will have previously fried up some crumbled Italian sausage, all right, and put that mixed with the spinach. I put that in the bottom of this bowl. I then put the cup and a half of Swiss cheese over the top of that. And then I pour the egg custard, like, you know, the egg and the heavy cream that I did. You pour that over the top of it. You put it in an oven for 375 for about 45 minutes. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen, a crustless quiche. Absolutely delicious. I do love the Italian sausage and spinach. However, I have also made smoked sausage and spinach. I've made, bacon and Italian sausage and onion. I've made broccoli and bacon. You know, pretty much anything you want.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How many servings is that?
I make four. So I eat a quarter of a quiche.
Okay. I was going to say, because do you know you're at almost 3,000 calories with the ingredients that you just described?
Yeah.
A cup and a half of heavy cream by itself is 1,200 calories.
Excellent.
I'm just letting you know. I know low carb is not low calorie, but that is like more than a day's serving of calories.
It's delicious.
So there you go.
Well, I don't care.
Joey, if you make the quiche... Please,
it's a 9-inch quiche.
God.
I don't expect you to sit down and eat the entire 9-inch quiche.
I could. I love some food. I could eat the whole thing. And I love eggs. I can eat like a dozen eggs in one
sitting.
You know
what it is the incredible edible egg.
But, Joey, don't eat the whole 9 inches.
Oh, no. Toppy Smelly is saying that the only thing he would change in the recipe is to use skim milk instead of heavy cream. Nay. No.
Actually, Kratos, if I can call you Kratos, in the chat room, Kratos is saying that I'm the calorie man.
Yes.
And, you know, you can ask me. I did have to go to the Google for some of the calories.
Ooh,
in that.
How sly are you?
Yeah.
No. Now, Toppy Smelly, here's the problem with that. The reason you need the heavy cream is because this is a crustless quiche. That's why you're going to whip the eggs and the heavy cream really well there and get the oxygen, you know, get the air inside there, right? So it's nice and fluffy. That's going to make the crust for you. If you're going to use skim milk, then you're going to have to fall back to using a pie shell. And you might as well just use the heavy cream because it's the same amount of calories either way. You might as well enjoy the heavy cream. That's all I'm saying.
Because I wasn't certain exactly how many calories were in heavy cream. I just knew it's a lot.
Whatever.
So I had to look that up.
So here's the thing. If you may recall in the last show, I said happy birthday to my brother. We called him.
Yes.
And I think the show before that, I said a very happy birthday to my eldest nephew, Derek. It was his birthday.
Yes, I do remember that. That's why when I went into the Trello tonight,
yes,
I archived the one that had say hello to my nephew.
Yes.
Because I thought that was like, was, oh, that had to have not. Been a previous week.
No. So, and then my other nephew, Kent, was here on this very show when he was up here visiting. It was on his birthday back in January, right? So, well, February was when he was here, but he was up here for his birthday. It was a belated birthday. Anyway, it doesn't matter. My point is that my middle nephew, Scott, called me this week and said, you know what? Could you just say hi to me on your show? Because I've heard both my brothers on recently. So it's not his birthday. His birthday is not until June or July.
Is this a shout out request? Like we're a morning zoo and they're like, someone emails in, could you just say my name on the air?
Let's see. Do I have that? Do I have some morning zoo noises? Can I do that?
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could.
It was Adam and Daniel in the morning here. Let's give a big shout out to Scotty.
Well, hey there, Scotty. How you doing?
Hey there, Scotty. I want to make sure you got everything going right. I got nothing. I don't. I really should get a soundboard.
You used to have that website that you would go to.
I know, but then it got too big and now it crashes, Flash, and I refuse to load Flash on my thing.
Well, I told you I found an app, right, that had most of the same sounds in it.
Yep.
But that I believe that was for Windows Phone, although you might be able to find it in Windows 8.
Windows 8, we should put that in the tech segment there, the whole Windows Store thing. I'm just going to put that in there right now because that's breaking news. But that's all right. We can talk about that then. Anyway, I'm done. I just, I know you were going to talk about your injury, and I had interrupted that story, and now I would like to get you back to that story.
Okay.
So you're not actually going to demo the Real Touch for us.
I am not going to demo.
And there was a sigh a sigh of relief heard across the country.
I was debating, whether or not to share this because, as you guys know, I am generally a very shy individual and don't just open up and tell everything about my life. But tonight was on Glee. It was
Yes, it was Real Touch Night.
They were telling secrets. I can't remember what
they were. Did they sing a song about a real touch?
No, I'm not going to do that either.
I said, did they?
No, they didn't. Okay, but it was a guilty pleasure night, so they were all sharing secrets, basically.
My guilty pleasure is being over auto-tuned.
So I will just tell a little story of a man who got a device.
Right. Now, Mr. Mike wants to know, were you actually masturbating while Glee was on?
No.
Okay.
So this man wanted to try out said device, right?
Apparently, we got dishes going over here.
So the instructions say that you open up the little plug on the end, and you put the lube bottle up to it, and you fill it up. But it doesn't really tell you. The first problem that he had is that it doesn't really tell you how much is full.
Yes.
So this led to, so you plug it, he plugged it in and everything and was, filling it up and everything.
Why are you doing the he did this, whatever? It's like, are we supposed to believe that this is a story about someone else?
Exactly. Right. Just, hypothetically speaking.
Right.
So anyway,
some hypothetical person named Adam.
So I had to call customer service.
Yes.
And ask them, okay, so what the problem was is that there was nothing, the belts on the thing.
Belts, yes.
Were completely dry. No matter what I did, there was like nothing on, there was nothing there. And I'm like, there is nothing coming out. Absolutely nothing is coming out. So I called customer service and I got this nice lady on the phone.
Hello, yes, you're having problems putting your penis in the Real Touch.
Oh, great. You know what? It's just that time when Adam drops out of the chat room.
I'm here. So I got this. I almost forgot that happened when I was editing, and we almost had like 10 minutes of you talking to the chat room.
Just me talking to the chat room. Excellent.
So anyway, I'm like, how do I know when this thing is full? And she's like, well, it'll be coming out and onto the belts. And I'm like, well, where exactly will it be coming? Can you describe this?
Oh, honey, if you don't know where it's coming out, you're not doing it right.
Anyway, so long story short, as they'll say on Cocktails and Cream Puffs, too late. I was having trouble getting the thing lubed up. Well, I finally thought I had solved the problem. And I thought, okay, some is getting on there, so I think we're good to go. So then I put everything back together and found the little thing and the video or whatever and to get it synced up with the video and all that. And so I started it going and I proceeded to, you know, insert.
Yes.
And it was a little dry still.
Just as an aside, I'm sure my nephew is just loving the fact that this is the show he had to shout out on.
Right.
Yes.
It was a little dry still. Anyway, so I thought, you know, it feels a little stingy.
Stingy.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of a stinging sensation. But I go ahead and finally, eventually I'm able to get the lube flowing and everything and it's okay. And so I thought, okay, great. Everything's good. Going
fine.
Was
it worth every penny of the $200?
It feels good. Okay. But anyway, to that. So the little stinging that I felt at the beginning.
Yes.
Later I noticed that there was an inch and a half scratch on me.
Oh, on your hoo-ha.
Yes.
Yes.
That then proceeded to be sore.
Yes.
And have a nice scab on it. So,
well, excellent.
Yeah. So that was my,
So that kind of curtailed any further experimentation.
Yes. Well, for that so. Sounds. But I think that there is
a ringing endorsement of the Real Touch here.
But now I have to add that I have very sensitive skin. And so if I ever do anything without sufficient lubrication, even if it's with my hand, I have issues. I have, you know, issues with that. So maybe it's just my oversensitive skin.
Or maybe it's just a really dangerous thing to be putting on your hoo-ha.
Well, you know, it's not sand. It's not made out of sandpaper or something. It's
well,
not like you're...
Something was in there that caused it to,
well,
to cut you.
It did. But anyway, so that was my experience. Or... So my recommendation is that if you were to try that,
yes,
that you make sure that you get it sufficiently oiled up.
Make sure that you don't cut yourself.
In fact,
so that would be your advice. If you're going to use a masturbational device, don't cut yourself with it. That, you know, I think those are just words to live by. That's all there is to it. Let's move on then to American Idol here before we just.
Did you want to say anything about, you have another card. Did you want to save that until later or?
I'm trying to, you know what? I don't know. Should we talk about that here or should we? I did not know that we have a State of the Station coming.
I didn't
this
either.
Sunday.
I thought
so
that
I
was
the
next
the
weekend.
Coming in. Yeah, I know. I'm all wonked off.
Is this the last weekend of April this weekend? Because I could have sworn we were doing it the last weekend of every month, which would be the following weekend. So
yeah,
I think maybe Big Fatty is confused.
Well, I'm just going to tell you anyway. So
this is a side conversation.
I got an email from our hosting company.
Saying they hate gay people?
Yes. They are very, no. We use... Pride 48 is hosted on the hostingmembercenter.com. It has been since day one. Apparently, they're upgrading their junk and they're moving things around, but they're killing our server. So our server is going away. So we're going to have a new IP address and we have all the new information and stuff. But the existing one will continue to work until. But we only have until April 1st. So it's like by April 1st, Pride 48 will be at a new IP address, which means that all of the links that we have, you know, like on iTunes and TuneIn Radio and all of those links will cease to work. We're going to have to resubmit them with a new IP address. So.
Oh, lovely. I don't even know who submitted all that stuff to begin with. It wasn't me.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I really don't even care about iTunes because I don't think anyone uses the iTunes streaming radio portion of that anyway. TuneIn Radio is used everywhere. It's used on almost every cell phone in the world. You can get it on both Android and, you can get it on iPhone, Android, and Windows Phone 8, as well as Windows 8 itself. You can get the TuneIn Radio app, which is a wonderful app, by the way, aside from the fact that it carries Pride 48. It is a wonderful app that I use all the time. That I need to go and resubmit it to. It's also that's the directory that feeds the Logitech Sonos. So if anyone is listening to us on a Logitech streaming audio device, which we were also listed on, that is. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is we're going to have to figure out what to do here to make sure that we have the minimal amount of downtime. So just wanted to let you know. It was completely out of the blue too. I mean, these emails just hit yesterday at noon. So
well, if you need me to do anything, just let me know. But for those of you who can hear the sound of my voice right now,
that's right.
You will still be able to get there on the website regardless. So if you go to your favorite application and there is no Pride 48,
right. If Pride 48 stops streaming,
go to the website. Click on one of those links.
And click on one of those links.
Which those might need to be updated as well, but I'm sure we can do that a lot easier than some of the other stuff.
So now I want it because I did not watch American Idol tonight, but I did have this comment to make about it. No, I don't care. It's fine. I have a fairly good idea of who's going tonight or who went tonight.
All right. So you don't mind if I spoil it for you?
No, I don't care. I zip through it anyway.
Guess who? Okay, then tell me who you think went tonight.
I think that it was Paul.
It was Paul.
Ah, there you go.
And
I am so...
Oh, by the way, for those of you who are not caught up with American Idol...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I don't release this until like Monday or Tuesday of the following week. So if you're not caught up, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, chat
room. Spoiler. Chat room. Sorry about that, chat room. But first of all, can I just say, Paul is a good singer. And he's cute. He's like very cute. He is... the epitome of what a star, like a pop star, should look like. And he has a really nice voice. I do not understand. And the judges have been so hard on him.
And like I agree with the judges.
I do not agree.
I think what they're saying, and they're not saying it right because they're saying it in kind of a douchey way, which is that he would be great on stage. He would be great on Broadway. He would be a great, but he overperforms. He doesn't come across as being genuine. He comes across as being very stagey. And it's just kind of like he looks around for where the camera is and then like looks into the camera as he's singing and tries to emote with his eyes. And it's just kind of like, dude, you're spending more time working on your facial expressions than you are like in actually feeling the music or actually like conveying any kind of emotion with the music. Nikki, you know, I'm not Nicki Minaj, not exactly my favorite judge in the universe, but she was quite correct last night when she was just like going, I didn't like this performance because it was boring and I won't remember it.
But he has there are people.
Great. You know what? There's a lot of people that have nice voices. My aunt had a really great voice. That doesn't mean that she's like, you know, she's not Lady Gaga.
Okay. They are singing to be pop-ish stars. He has the look of a pop star. He has a voice of a pop star, in my opinion.
I disagree. And he has a voice of a Broadway singer.
And if you think that he overperforms, I mean, look at freaking Nicki Minaj, one of the judges. I mean,
I'm not a Nicki fan. I'm just happy to say that last night she was correct in her assessment.
So anyway, I'm going to make a statement that who was your favorite again?
Who was my favorite or who do I think
who's your
win?
Favorite?
Lazaro. Who did
okay, so I may make you mad.
He did horrible last night.
But I thought that Lazaro should have been voted off.
Oh, he should have. Yeah, and it was a horrible performance.
He performed horribly. And I think the only reason at this point that he's getting votes is because they're pity votes.
Yes.
Oh, poor Lazaro. He stutters. He's from another, you know, country, or he's from Cuba.
But you know what? I don't even think it. No, you know, he's just adorable. You know what? The very first time Robert saw him, even before he heard him speak, Robert was like going, oh, you just want to hug him. You just like, he looks like a little innocent kid that you just want to hug and protect and whatever.
I mean, he was like practically bawling last night after the judges told him he did a bad job. And he did do a bad job.
He did do a bad job.
I mean, it was not a good performance. And I'm so sorry. I can't stand someone is getting pity votes. Stays on versus someone who clearly did a better job. Whether you think that Paul Jolly is bad or needs to be on Broadway or not, he did much better than Lazaro.
I'm not going to disagree with you, performance wise, but I know that Lazaro in American Idol has never been about that. American Idol has always been about, you know, the total package and who your fans are. Lazaro has fans. He's going to get carried through quite far in this competition. He was in fourth place last week, so I just don't see it as, you know, as all those fans just running away from him. I think they're going to stay there.
I mean, I tried to do this podcast,
can we just agree right now?
Go ahead.
You know, that's uncalled for.
No, I think he's a nice guy, and I feel bad for him that he has that issue.
No, the analogy falls apart. The analogy, because a podcast is about talking. He's singing. When he sings, he doesn't stutter, so he's doing something fine. He's singing okay. He normally sings okay. Last night, he had a bad performance. But you know what?
Anyway.
Sometimes people will forgive you for a bad performance. My God, how many bad shows have people forgiven us for?
Well, anyway, I apologize. If anybody is a stutterer out there, I love you, and I'm not making fun of you.
No, you're just making fun of
me. I just think that he's getting votes because he's a stutterer.
Can we just say that right now? Can I just can I at least get you to admit right now that this competition is over?
American like, Idol?
American Idol's over. I can tell you who's going to win right now.
Well, I would hope that the chubbier black girl would win.
Yes,
that because would be Candace. She has the best voice, in my opinion.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Of all of them,
it's not just her voice. It is the it's the package. She's got everything. She walked out. She owns that stage when she walks out there. She owns it.
I believe it's just, Candace.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's. I said that, didn't I?
Oh, did you? Sorry.
I said Candace Glover. Yeah, I like after her song last night, 2 weeks in a row where she just literally blew everyone away. There was no other competition. She might as well have been, you know, one of the guest stars coming in to sing, you know, to perform like while we were filling time or whatever. She's an amazing, yeah, she's won. There's no way she's not winning.
Anyway, that's all I was going to say. Oh, by the way, it snowed here today.
Yes.
For anybody who cares, it's almost April and it freaking snowed here today. Hello.
It's almost April and it freaking snowed.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it.
DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Frozen Water. It can fall from the sky. It can get on your car. Pick up some today.
And I swear someone like spit their chaw all over the side of my car this afternoon.
Maybe they had a tragic real touch accident.
I don't know. I don't even know what it is, but it looks, it's nasty. Well, I don't know what it is.
Right.
Or a bird with some bad diarrhea.
Right. We have to move along here because I'm keeping people from watching television in the house here. So
that's fine. Actually,
we're just going to have to live with the fact
again.
That these are going to have to be. Well, all I wanted to say. That's fine. We can save yours. All I wanted to say was, you know, you had talked about making a Windows Store application.
I had talked about that, yes.
And have you given any more thought to doing that?
I installed the stuff, but that's mm-hmm. about as far as I've gotten so far.
Well, can I perhaps entice you to try this? Because I'm trying to bring up an article here while I'm talking. News just came out today from Microsoft.
Yes.
I just wanted to read this here for you. All right. So what they are doing, and you have until July or June? June or July?
I don't know.
You can, okay. So legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., age 18 or older, who are U.S. registered Windows Store and or Windows Phone Store developer, they are going to, they're offering an incentive here. They will pay you $100 per app up to a limit of $2,000 for apps that are published in the Windows and Windows Phone stores before June 30th.
June 30th.
Before June 30th. However, it is the offer is only good to the first 10,000 qualified applications published in the Windows Store and or Windows Phone Store or until the end of the promotional period, whichever comes first. So you get paid $100 just for making a Windows Phone Store, the Windows Phone app and getting it published.
So it's a phone app specifically, not
No, no, no,
a
I'm
Windows.
Sorry, Windows, I'm sorry, a Windows Store or Windows Phone Store, either one. You can do either one. They're not telling us whether, like, if you made an app and you submitted it to both, like, whether that would count as two. I don't know that.
The question would be, does it have to be approved for this particular promotion? Like, do they have to say, oh, that's not worth $100?
No, it has to be published, which means it has to, you know, meet their minimum requirements of it being, their minimum requirements of it, like being able to run and not containing malware and, you know, whatever they run it through.
It should automated checks. What you're saying is it should not injure people who are using
yes,
it, basically.
It, whatever they're qualified, you know, in other words, they go through a submittal process, you know, just like the iTunes store.
Right.
It has to be approved. So the point is that if you publish any $100 per app up to, $2,000 is the limit.
So my final question would be, can you apply weeks or months before you actually have the app ready?
No, it's the first 10,000 apps that are approved.
That have an app ready. Okay.
So there's no approval process here for you other than the fact that you just publish to the Windows Store. You have to get a Windows Store publication key, right, which is free. You can go to, you know, the Windows Anyway, you know how to do that.
Yeah,
I need to go get a developer key.
You have to renew it every 30 days or something. But yes, right. I've got that.
So you can go and get your developer key, and then so if you publish an application on the Windows Store, you get $100. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I was just giving you a little bit of incentive there for you go in and do your thing. And we'll save your tech story until next week.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it.
All right, so I found this one interesting. This isn't funny, and you probably won't find it interesting, but I did. So archaeologists said on Friday they had discovered a lost burial ground during excavations for a massive new rail project in London, which might hold the bodies of some 50,000 people who were killed by the Black Death plague more than 650 years ago. So 13 skeletons laid out in two careful rows were found 2.5 meters, which is 8.2 feet, below the road.
I'm glad you did that for me, because I would be like, well, what 2.5 meters is what?
Yeah, and I just did that in my head too. I'm good like that.
Wow, I'm impressed.
In the Farringdon area of central London, by researchers working on the 16 billion pound, which is 24 billion Crossrail.
Am I supposed to believe that you're doing this math in your head?
I am.
I have been witness to your internal dialogue before, and it's something akin to this.
Oh, you just had to. And another news, a woman was offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
For chicken McNuggets, right. Yes.
So historical records had indicated the area described as a no man's land had once housed a hastily established cemetery for victims of the bubonic plague, which killed about a third of England's population following its outbreak in 1348.
There's too much math. There's so much math involved in this news story. I feel like it's the newsiness of it has worn off. It's just turned into some kind of challenge here to try to keep the half of the English population died on a northbound train leaving London heading towards Wisterbury.
Where would they bury the survivors? Anyway, I found this interesting. There's a story that we read. I don't know. There is a famous story about the Black Death, and I don't know if it's called Black Death.
Why is it got to be black, really? That sounds very racist.
That's what they called it.
Yes.
I didn't come up with it, you know. It doesn't really matter what color you call it, the White Death. You know, I mean, that could be, but that doesn't sound very deadly.
The White Death?
Yeah, black sounds
much deadlier. I remember there was a television show far, far long before I was around. There was a television show called The White Shadow.
So chat room, what is the story about the Black Death? We had to read it in junior high.
Does it matter?
For some reason, I'm thinking Cask of Amontillado, but that is certainly not about the Black Death. But anyway, so moving right along, and I know you're going to do, there's this lovely thing called Google.
I was going to say, here you are, basically, Googling earlier the exact number of calories in heavy cream, yet you can't bother to Google.
you were talking at that time and I wasn't doing anything. So now I'm trying to do it and I can't talk and do it.
There was a book called The Great Mortality.
No, this was like a fictional story, like a short story. Doesn't matter. I'm over it now. Story. It doesn't matter. So if anyone knows about that, please give us a call at 2x2DI+. And let us know about the Black Death. Carrie.
Was it the Mask of Red Death?
That was it. I had to read that in either junior high or high school. I can't remember now.
You know, it was originally published as The Mask of the Red Death in 1842. It's a short story by Edgar Allan Poe. And the story follows Prince Prospero's attempts to avoid a dangerous plague known as the Red Death by hiding in his abbey. He, along with many other wealthy nobles, pull out their real touch and get small incisions. Anyway, go ahead.
A Greyhound bus ride into New York City on Friday. Man, both of these stories happened on Friday, coincidence.
I know.
Turned into a horror show for passengers suddenly.
Horror show.
They were suddenly swarmed by an invasion of cockroaches that forced the driver to pull over and evacuate the vehicle. Wait. Did the cockroaches force the driver to pull over?
Yes, we have a little dangling modifier there. The cockroaches came out and then held guns to the driver's head and forced him to pull over.
It's like Men in Black. You know, I imagine the roaches, you know, the bugs that he talks to. I don't remember.
Yes.
If they're roaches or not, but anyway, cockroaches began emerging about 15 minutes after the bus departed from Atlantic City, New Jersey on Friday morning, a Greyhound spokesman said. The driver soon pulled over and the 48 passengers scuttled off the infested bus to wait for a replacement vehicle. Cell phone photos showing armies of cockroaches scampering over the seats and floor were posted by local media outlets supplied by passengers on the bus. Quote, "We at Greyhound apologize for this inconvenience and have spoken with each passenger regarding this incident," Tim Stokes, a spokesman for Greyhound, a unit of Scotland-based First Group, said in a statement.
We actually have a passenger on the bus. Do you want to hear what she has to say?
I would love to hear what she has to say.
I believe that's exactly what she said.
The company said it had refunded the passengers' fares and that they arrived without further incident in New York City in the afternoon. You know, they should really take a page out of Carnival Cruise Line's books. Have you seen all the commercials for Carnival basically saying, please come take a cruise with us? We promise we're a good cruise line.
What are the chances that another one of our ships would break? It's infinitesimal.
There was literally a commercial on yesterday talking about the quality of their ships. And I'm like, really? Really?
Yes. Really. All right. So there you go. And that is the news. Do we have any birthdays or not?
Yes.
Do we? Oh, we do. Okay. Well, then I guess I should play this because, you know, the last two times I played this and, you know, it didn't.
It's your birthday. We're going to have a good time. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to
you. DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by Daniel's birthday. Only 7 more days.
You know, I in the chat room, Kratos77 says, I'm sorry, Mr. Mike, 1972, says, snakes on a plane, now cockroaches on a Greyhound.
Yes.
So there you go. Was it Morgan Freeman that was in Snakes on a Plane?
Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. It was Samuel Jackson. Oh. But yeah, I like it better with Morgan Freeman. There's snakes on the plane. I'm Morgan Freeman.
Right. All right.
Oh,
so,
and as the snakes pulled out of the aisle and rolled down and rode onto my feet, I'm Morgan Freeman.
Here's the first birthday. Let me make
first birthday. All right. I knew already that was Two Tickets to Paradise by Eddie Money. So I'm guessing it's Eddie Money's birthday.
It is Eddie Money's birthday. He has two tickets to paradise, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, there you go.
And
maybe he'll give
Eddie
me
Money
one of them for my birthday.
And if you've seen pictures of him then and now, you'll see that the world has been nice to Mr. Eddie Money.
Wow, he's gotten older. That's amazing.
He is 64 years old. Mm-hmm. So I guess you're entitled to look not so great. Yeah. So happy birthday, Eddie Money. Here is the next one. I'll just forward a little bit.
Actually,
here we go.
He wouldn't look that bad if he just didn't dye his hair. This is the theme to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
It is Mr. Rogers.
There was only a few characters on that show, so I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it was Fred Rogers' birthday.
It was Fred, or it is, or it was.
He's dead. Yeah,
but
he's
dead. You remember how he was wearing this sweater. He would come to the door.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yes.
And he would take off the one thing that he was wearing, go into the closet, get an identical, what looked like an identical sweater almost, put that on. Mm-hmm. He would change his shoes. Very, very milk. What do you call it? Milk bread or whatever? Milk. There's a word for like very white.
Milk toast.
I don't know where I'm going with this. He certainly didn't have the Black Death. Anyway,
plastic.
Mr. Rogers is dead, but had he not died...
No, Mr. Rogers, he has come to the Black Death.
Now, what I want to know is, did he continue? And I know I could look on Wikipedia, but just humor me here. Did he continue his show all the way up until he died? Or had he stopped? Because I could swear that he just kept right on doing his show.
I don't know. I would have to look on. No, it looks like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood ended in 2001.
Okay, so he died 2 years later. So he, okay. Anyway, happy birthday, Mr. Rogers.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. Anyway, go ahead. I feel like you've gotten me with this one before.
No, I've never done this one. But I'll...
Okay, I'm going to go with Mr. Mike here and say it's Adam Levine.
It is Adam Levine. Cheater.
I don't know this song. Who is that? What is this song?
This song is Move Like Jagger. Moves Like Jagger. You got moves like Jagger. You got.
Now, is it actually Adam Levine, or is it the group that he sings for?
Well, it's that is Adam Levine singing.
Yeah, but is it a song from his? What is his group?
Maroon 5.
So is it a Maroon 5 song, or is it a Adam Levine solo song?
This is a Maroon 5 song with Feet and Christina Aguilera as well.
Well, there you go.
And
that's how they became judges on The Voice.
Basically. So, it's just Christina and Adam.
But Christina will not be a judge on The Voice this year.
She will not.
Nor will what's his name?
CeeLo.
CeeLo, which I did not care for his judging style either.
No, I like Christina and I don't like CeeLo, although I feel like that Usher and Shakira will not mm-hmm. be as good. Because to me, they don't seem like personalities. I mean, they're singers, but maybe I'm wrong. It starts this coming Monday. So anyway, Adam Levine, who I think is hot and is my same age now. I'm a little bit older than him, but anyway, he turned 34 years old.
Well, happy birthday. All right, we have 2 minutes. Let's go. Move.
2 minutes. All right. So that is all of the birthdays.
Oh, well, then in that case, I got to play this. It's your birthday. Excellent. I'm sorry, chat room. You guys always get the worst version of that song because it comes in over my Google Plus. So you have to wait until the actual episode's out before you get the good version of that song.
I didn't want to deprive anyone of that song, but unless you got something, there actually is no contact this week.
What are these voicemails that are here on the card?
Oh, that's from last week. I just forgot to delete those.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, actually I did. I got an email from Kingsley who says, I thought you'd want to see after all the talk about SimCity. And basically what he sent me here was a link about Electronic Arts announces the change in executive leadership. So Larry Probst has been appointed the executive chairman, effective immediately.
Is he like the nephew of Jeff?
Jeff Probst? No.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He might be. I don't know.
Maybe he'll be really good. I mean, maybe, you know, all of his experience on the island.
I was talking with Steven about this last night. The problem I have with EA is that they make gorgeous games. They make very beautiful games. They don't have a lot of playability to them. And so it's like Star Wars The Old Republic, it was a great, gorgeous game. But once you've played to the end of it, there was no replayability to it. It was kind of like, okay, I've played this, now I'm bored. And it's like the new SimCity is really gorgeous, really pretty, but with all the little stupid bugs and like the way they have you like hampered into what you can do. They have you really restricted on what you could do because they're worried about their servers. So it's kind of boring because you can't really expand your city because they've got you fenced in. So
Well, I'm
but,
sure the
for those
server.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say I'm sure server issues will get better over time.
They are, and they're already better. But and they've offered us a free game. So we have, if you are a SimCity player and you haven't for some reason gotten your email, you now have your choice of free games if you have registered your copy of SimCity.
You know, I love that when game companies, you know, they fuck something up on a game and your solace or your you know, consolation prize is have another one of our games. You know, it's like.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Would you like to hear what the choices are?
Sure. Go. I would love to hear that. Solitaire.
Battlefield 3. Bejeweled 3. Dead Space 3. Do you detect a pattern here?
I do. Have something out of the junk drawer. Here, little kid, would you like something out of my junk drawer? Here, be quiet. Shut up. Go home.
The only decent one on the list, which is Mass Effect 3. Need for Speed Most Wanted. Horrible game. Plants versus Zombies, which I think you can buy for like $1.99 on the iTunes store. And then this is my favorite. So for the fucked up version of SimCity, here's your free game, SimCity 4.
And if you, or if you're a grandma, get your free copy of Mahjong. What?
All right. Well, I told Robert that I would be done in an hour. And I don't want to be going over that and everything. So I, you know, there you go. Can we play us out of the contact segment, please? Contact. Oh, great. I talked right over it. Can we do it again since I talked over
sure.
it?
Sure.
3, 2, 1. Contact. Excellent. All right. Well, you know, Adam, next week when we record this, next Thursday will be my birthday. I hope a lot of people have called and left me voicemails for my birthday. I can't wait.
I hope they have, too.
I didn't know.
I guess we'll have to see on your birthday.
I haven't gotten a freaking fucking phone call, have I? I haven't gotten a single one.
Well, you're not going to get any peep out of me. It's all going to be a surprise. It's going to be a birthday extravaganza.
Right.
We'll have cake and moist cookies.
We will. You know
what?
We also, you know, the other thing we're going to do is we're going to have some cherry pie. Steven's going to bake a cherry pie and he's going to embed some razor blades in it.
Well, you know, that's a good thing.
Right, he's embedding those razor blades in it because I heard that cherry pie feels just like a real touch. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. 229-234-7587. You know, and call and give me a nice little happy birthday.
Yeah, make sure you're very clear on that. 229-234-7587.
Exactly. So anyway, yeah, I'm out of here like a bunny, and then so I will see you next week on my birthday.
Well,
I can't wait.
I'm sure you won't look a day older.
I won't. I'll look at least a year older, not a day, because you don't age by. Everyone knows that you only age on your birthday, and it's all at once. So next week, I'll have gray hair. It'll be horrible.
You already do.
Fuck you. Good night, Chad. No, Chet.
Good night, David.